Okay, we are up to Daf Yud Dalam Rav Mei Katan. Says the Gemara, Vishar Kol Adam, my time asuri, and you tell me not to take a haircut unless you're coming from overseas or out of jail or some accident occurred. Why can't anybody take a haircut? Kiditanan, like we learned. Anjay Mishmer, Anjay Maimer, the members of the Kainer of that week, or the members of the Eden who they divided every week, another group of Eden, they used to go to Shul and read the Tata and so on. Asudin, they're forbidden, Lesapet, to take a haircut, Lechabes, and to launder during that week. Yeah, but they didn't, some of them went to it, maybe most of them were in their own shuls in local towns. And they lengthened from Brachus. They're not allowed to take a haircut that week or wash their clothes, except Thursday. Chamishi mutarin, Thursday. Yemutif, and they cover the Shabbos. Thursday, they're allowed to do it, not before the week, but for cover the Shabbos. Now, what is the reason why they're not allowed to? And just interesting, the cover the Shabbos. Over here. But,
I would have thought, Adarab, if you're going to the Mikdash or to the Shul,
you see me in a way. Okay. Anyway, there's a machleket to show him the cover the Shabbos means Thursday and surely Friday, or it means only Thursday and Friday, not allowed to do it at all. And what's the reason? My time, you know what the reason is? They say, what's the hurry? I should take a haircut before I go. I'll take a haircut during the week. We don't want that. That's why we pervaded. We don't want to take haircuts on Chol HaMoed. Why not? We don't take haircuts on Chol HaMoed because we want you to get ready before Yom Tov. Tosfos holds that taking a haircut is actually a malacha gemura. So we're not talking about even a haircut there, because he said a haircut, the mother wouldn't ask why can't you do it. It's mamash a malacha. We're talking about not a proper haircut, but the beautified trim or something like that. Yeah. What happens if an accident happened? Personal accident, for example, you lost an object and you spent all the time before Yom Tov searching for it. Keeping the onus, do we say since it was an accident, muti yilat take haircut on Chol HaMoed? Or dilma keeping the muchmus, no one else knows what happened. Loy, this maras ein, looks like you're working on Chol HaMoed. Amar Abaye Yemru, if we allow him to do it, a very famous saying in the Gemara. If you have a cooler that is not apparent to anybody else, Yemru will say, "Kol hasriki," all the matzahs that have forms in it are possible, because usually aser, because it takes time to make a form, and by the time you finish the form, it already is 18 minutes, and it became chametz. But srike baises mutarin, the people in baises were rich, and they had a special template with the form. All they do is put a stamp, and that was it. And but no one else knew that. So they'll say, this is saying, "Kol hasrikin is asurin, or srike baises mutarin." People don't understand the difference. So therefore, a kula that is only very that very personal, and no one else would know, don't do it by public. All the time, I'm going to come back to him. Hold on, but about to say, "Kol mishen lechol gech." If you don't have one shirt, mutal lechapse bechoshemoy. If you don't have one shirt, then you're allowed to. No, why are you allowed to? Not everyone knows you only have one shirt, and they see you doing it. And I'm a yemenu kol asrike nasudi. They'll all say that all the matzes with the former us asrike baises mutarin. Says Yimara Yidma. We learned I'm a mar baravashi. A zurei mechicholav. If you only have one shirt and you go to the laundry, what do? You got to take your shirt off. You wear your outer coat, but you wear a gartel around the outer coat. Make sure that's not exposed in any way. People don't see a bare chest. Because your shirt underneath is not on. So when people see that gartel around you during the day, they'll know that you're washing your shirt. So everyone will know what's going on. Rav Ashi, Master, Rav Ashi learned, boy, Rav Zeda, another question. A tradesman, a professional, what about the barber himself? Not the people, but the barber himself lost something out of Yom Tov. He was too busy and he couldn't give haircuts. Mao, what's the din here? Machlech is showing him the question is regarding his clients or regarding himself. Do we say, "Give him the woman of Muchimus"? Everyone knows. People came into his shop at a Yom Tov, he wasn't around. And they all heard what happened. But at least those clients. Idilma, Kim the Muchimus, and everyone in town knows. Ki Hanuch, like all the other ones, everyone knows. A guy came back from jail, everyone knows of Sawar or Avelis. Lo, you know. Therefore, we should allow a Tekum. If a guy came from overseas, Nina Zayam, overseas doesn't necessarily mean overseas, it means from a different city. Mas Nisin, it appears the loike Rabbi Yehuda does not work in with Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah said if you come from overseas, we allow you to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. It does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Habo Mimedinus, Hayam Loyeg Alea, should not take a haircut. Mipnei Shiyotze, Shaloy Bishus, he left without permission.
What's the
shot? We'll soon see. Omer, Rabbi says, Rabbi, Loshud, if he went as a tourist and he came back in Chol HaMoed, and Dibbe Hakol Osir, who asked you to go, and he came back, everyone holds it's Osir. Lir oy limizaynes. If he went for parnasa, he had nothing to eat, and he went out to earn a living. Then the hakam mutz is no machlekes. Of course, he allowed to. What should he do? Like nechelku, he didn't go for a living. You went to make extra. Ella havach. You want to make up more profits. You already have enough to live on. You want more? Ma, one of them says medamele beloshu profit is something you don't need. And he had a social proclivity, and therefore he said, you don't need it, so therefore it's considered a luxury. Like a tourist. People need to have a bed, but you have to live dafke betzimtzum. You can live b'chav as well. And therefore it's considered mezainis. And you're allowed to. Maybe the other Shayin learn losh a little bit differently, because they say, l'cheda, they ask, how can you call loy b'shus? Tourist loy b'shus? You don't have to. It's not loy, it's b'shus. Mezainis might be a chiyuv. Yeah, but loy b'shus means he had no right to. We have no right to be a tourist. So the Ritva says it means talking about somebody living at Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. As a tourist, it's forbidden for a Yisrael to go even touring. It is too for here. It's loy b'shus. Pretty strong Ritva.
So who's the Bapluta of Rabbi Yehuda here?
Tana Kama, our Mishnah. Omar Rebbe says, Rebbe, Meitel has a question. Rebbe said, needing Rabbi Yehuda to be here for the shoes. I like Rabbi Yehuda's words when he left without permission. That what? That we don't allow him. But if we get to permission, I allow the word of Chachamim, then you do allow him. I don't understand. Maisha loy b'shus. Let's define it. What do you mean that permission? Elaim Allah should he went touring. But I'm going to say, Minigos no machlekes. Everyone agrees touring that he had no right to do the Chalmoid, even Hakalasr. No, but Lamazainis. He went for Panos. Panos, everyone agrees that you're allowed to. Ella must be the case in between. Pshita, we're talking about Larvicha, extra. Okay, so you're saying that Rebbe holds when it comes to extra, I pass the Rebbe, and Chalamoy, we're not going to allow you to, no special dispensations. Nu, Eim, Seifu, it says in the end, Nidin, Dibri, Chachamim, Kisha Yatsa, Bishus. I like the Chachamim, you go to the Bishus. My, what means Shus? Eilema, Lemazainis, he went for Panosa, if you need a Panosa. Everyone agrees, I'm a Chlekes, I'm a Yakum, I'm a Malta, Ella, Vicha, it's from a prophet. Nu, it's a Stida, but I'm a Nidin, Rebbe Huda, in the beginning he said, I like Rebbe Huda, you shouldn't go for a prophet. And now you say it is? But this is what it means. Needing the Rabbi Yehuda, not to me. The Rabbanan will agree with Rabbi Yehuda when you're going for a tour. You should not take a haircut on Kalamoy because you are to Rabbi Shus. Nobody argues. El Abicha, the whole machlek is only when it comes to prophets. Abba Losher, when it comes to touring, Moide Moide. The needing the Rabbanan of Yehuda, and the Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Rabbanan that was that you're allowed to take a haircut on Kalamoy when you have no braid of Mazainis. Shus, my Neil Mazainis. They don't argue. Ella vich, the only machlek is when it's prophet. And he leinechlik aleim ella vich, abu mezainis meidlu meide. But Rebbe didn't paskin who's right. Omar Shmuel says Shmuel is interesting. Don't exactly know what this is called. But cotton hanoilid b'meid. If you have a young child who's born a chalmoid that's extremely hairy, he needs a haircut straight away as soon as they're born. Does that ever happen? Except Esav, who's born. Yeah. He was in prison till now, in the mother's womb.
So, even though he's not 3 years old, make him an upshell.
Yeah. I guess it's my whole body, hair everywhere.
Yeah, maybe it's not talking about the hair on the head.
Yeah. So, the Gemara, are you telling me that only Adana Chalamay you're allowed to? Only the baby is born a chalamoid be allowed to. But if the baby was born before chalamoid, even a baby we're going to penalize him, not going to allow you to give him a haircut or cut his hair on a chalamoid. That's what it sounds like. Why? Because the same thing said before. If you could have done before, why wait till chalamoid? Is that what it sounds? Mostly, that penalizes the question. There's a rule where it says, call elu sha'amru mutl legalea b'moid. Any of these that we said that you're allowed to take a haircut on chalamoid is mutl legalea b'moid. Anyone who has an excuse that we allow him coming from overseas, from jail, during Chalmoid, same thing as Shiva. You came, just came back from jail, in the middle of Shiva, you like to take a haircut. Same excuses. Now, everything will claim he's a child as well. That means if you're born on Chalmoid, we'll let you take a haircut. If you're born a day before, you're not allowed to. So a child born a day before Shiva, his father passes away, the day before, we're not going to give him a haircut during Shiva, but only if he's born in the middle of Shiva, that's what it seems. Is that right? We know that a child has no din of avelus, has no din of shiva. You allowed to give him a haircut any time. So what's going on? Yeah, you can tell me that cotton by a child. Islay plukta, you have the same difference. Whether it's born before or during, nimtzas comes out avelus and the haggis by cotton is avelus by a child. But Tanya, didn't we learn mekarin le cotton that you make kriya by cotton? Not because the cotton is chayiv and kriya. Number one, agmas nefesh. You want everyone else seeing a young. If everyone else sees a young child there, everybody cries more than ever because the rachman is in the kid. So we're doing for the Akbar's Nefesh, everybody else, but nothing personal. So what do you tell me? You can't take a haircut because he was born before Yeshiva. Amravashi, Mik Tani, does it say Ha Asudin? You made a whole dig that what that it's asud. Dilma Yeshme Nazim Mutter. When it comes, all those are mutter here. That's all it says. But not that everything that's asud here is asud here. Maybe that was Shalchal Moed. Sometimes it's asud by Shiva as well. Sometimes it is my child. It's never asud because there's no Shiva by child. They learned they didn't forget. Amar Shmuel cotton mutter legalcha b'moed. A child born, you're allowed to give him a haircut in Chol HaMoed. Loishna makes absolutely no difference. Noilid bin Moed. But Loishna noilid me cut out of Kibbutz. The child's born before Chol HaMoed, during Chol HaMoed, a child can give a haircut. Now, the Pinchas, Af Anana Matinin. Now, the Braise we used before, it's a question we'll use as support. Kol Elushamr, all those we said, Mutu Legaleh bin Moed, I take a haircut in Chol HaMoed. Mutu Legaleh, I take a haircut in Shiva. Ha Asun Legaleh bin Moed, but those are forbidden to take a haircut in Chol HaMoed. Asun Legaleh, now I'll take a haircut during Shiva. If you're going to say cotton, also a child is also nimtzas avelus nohegis be cotton, comes out that avelus is permitted by a child. Yeah, but Tanya, we learn.
Avelus means permitted, or means you're forcing the other.
Sorry, there is avelus. Sorry, not permitted. It's avelus by child. Yeah, no, you're right.
I'm just asking.
Didn't touch correct. Comes out that there is avelus by a child because you're telling me that why that a child as well if he's born before the shiva, we're not going to give him a haircut. But you know, Tanya, then we learn mekadin lekotin nagvas nefesh, but there's no avelus. So Zaraya what? That Zaraya that taka child is mutter, and therefore is mutter also by Shiva. Amar Ravashi, the same thing we asked, we answered before, we use now as a question. No right from there, because Meek Tony doesn't say Ha Asudin, that everything that's also here is also here. All it says everything that's mutter is mutter. Dilma Yeshman, also be Yeshman mutter. Okay. Ovel Einu Noigav Velos Avelagi, tell me there's no Avelos in Yomtiv. How do I know there's no Avelos during Yomtiv? Shemar it says, Vesomachta Bechagecha, there's a collective mitzvah to be happy on Yomtiv. Now, if the Avelus start already and kicks in Yom Tov, Osi Asay the Rabbin, comes the Asay of Yom Tov, which is an Asay called collectively Kans Kais Rol, the Dochi Asay the Yochin pushes away your private Asay. The Avelus, the Hashta, you only became an Oval during Yom Tov, Hula Osi Asay the Yochin, Osi Rabbin, then definitely cannot come the Asay the Yochin, push away the Asay the Rabbin. So Taisa says from here, it comes out that Avelus is an Asay the Raisa. We're saying that Asay the Yochin, Asay the Rabbin. No, it's the same on par with Yom Tov. Now, with the Cheder, we always say that Avel is the Rabban. Before, we said the Chalamay is the Reis, and Avel is not the Rabban. What's going on here? So, Tesis wants, he wants a Mechadish, that there's a different aspect of Avelus. When it comes to the Avelus, the fact, you know, the work in Avelus, that's only the Rabban. And that's what I was talking about before, the Rabban. But Avelus itself, the Etzim of the Avelus, to be sad, and all those other things that are symptomatic of that, then, of course, that's my Taylor.
Don't you have to
Tesis? But Fachti, we'll see. So taste is interesting. So taste, remember, taste is the whole thing that Avelus is my tailor, not the Rabban. Then taste, however, says my whole thing is the Lav Dafka. Taste comes along and says it very interesting. The last four lines, look at top taste, four lines at the top. Me, the last four words of the line, me, you need a lead, the Simchas Aregel Namid Rabbanan. Yeah, the taste of the whole yomtiv of the midst of Simcha today is Rabban. Not normally we learn that flesh, eating flesh today is the Rabban, but Simchas Yom Tov is the Reise. The Simcha itself, just to be in a mode of Simcha, the whole thing is the Rabban today, because there's no flesh. Because it tastes it. Yeah. So Taisa says the samachta b'chagecha means the kum chagig or whatever the carbon, but the point of this Taisa is learning both sides. Avelus is mahateda, unbelievable chiddush, and the whole simchat yontif is on the rabban. Back to Gemara, menud demaujin in the regel. What about somebody put a chedim? Does he what happened to yontif by him? Does he continue in the path of chedim or not? Amar Rabbi Yisrael Tashma coming here. Donin dinin afashes v'dinin makkes v'dinin mamnes. That you judge all of the different kinds of dinim. And bezin the dinim he light sayes dinim. If somebody refuses to listen to the dit, he says psak mesharli put him chedim. Now he says so every time you judge bezin judges, you have to be prepared to put a guy in chedim if he refuses to heed the or comply with the sentence. Now he says if you're going to say einu noyeg need to be regel, if you can tell that what that there's no such thing as a chedim. In Yom Tov, so how can you judge on Yom Tov? Mishum advasim mikara, asi regel dochlei. So if you can tell me that what, that there's no chedim on Yom Tov, there's no chedim on Yom Tov, comes out, if a guy was, we learned before, there's no difference if the Avela starts before Yom Tov or during Yom Tov, comes Yom Tov, kicks it away. So therefore, if you can tell me that Yom Tov pushes away to where you push away chedim, comes out, even if Bezen Paskin before Yom Tov, there comes on Yom Tov, push away the chedim. Is hash to Misham Tinlei, and how can we go and put him in chedim? The din is you're allowed to judge somebody in Chol HaMoed. But how can you judge somebody? You got to put him in Chedim. If you can tell me that Chedim gets pushed away by Yom Tov, even if the Chedim was put on him before Yom Tov, it gets pushed away in Yom Tov. So how can Bezen B'chal Paskin, because Bezen has to be prepared to put him in Chedim? Amar Abaye, who said that when you say Bezen Paskins on Chol HaMoed, he actually Paskins? Maybe all it means is that on Chol HaMoed they examine the halacha, but they don't give out the sentence until after Yom Tov, so there's no need for Chedim. Because there's no Chedim on Yom Tov, maybe. The Gemara, because if not so, let me ask a question. Dina in the Fosha Diktoni, it says that you look at matters of life and death. You think Bezdin will kill someone in Chalamoid? It's an amazing question. How can Bezdin kill anyone in Chalamoid? If Bezdin decides to kill someone in Chalamoid, Bezdin, the members of the Bezdin, are going to miss out on their Simchas Yomtev. If you stop Ligmar right here, you would think they're depressed. They're killing a Yid. No, nothing to talk. You know why they would be depressed? The Tanya, let me keep going. Menayin le Sanhedrin, Shehargu le Sanhedrin. Whenever Sanhedrin kills somebody. She'ein toimi kolosim. They got to fast that whole day. Kamaleime le seichlu al adam. They shouldn't eat when they're talking about blood. So what do we see from here? Bezdin on Yom Tov are not going to eat. And we know that on Yom Tov, Chalamot, you have to eat. So Bezdin are going to be upset that they're not going to kill somebody. They didn't eat a meal.
Isn't le seichlu al adam talking about the carbon?
Yes, we learned from a few things. You shouldn't eat before davening. You learned from you shouldn't eat before davening. You also dash from the you shouldn't eat while you're taking out the blood of a person.
Passing judgment.
Yeah. And they're gonna kill him, no, when they actually kill him. Because you're not allowed by Bezdin once they pass judgment is the same day. There's no monkey business here. So what's bothering us that the Bezdin are gonna miss lunch? So if you miss lunch, it can't be. Where's the Simchas Yom Tov? Says the Ba'idiv must be when said didn't fast. Doesn't mean they actually came out of psak. It means they just examined the case. So everything else examined the case. There's no chedim, no raya one way or another. Says the Gemara, "Liyu bedina, hachanam liyu bedina." I'm a lay. So we're asking a question. Im kain if so, if they know the outcome, this guy's guilty or innocent. Nimtzas ma'at ma'anes dina. You're delaying a psak, and we know you're not allowed to delay psakim. Once you know where the psak is, you have to issue it straight away. You can't delay it. Yeah, says the Gemara. This is what they do. Also, first thing in the morning, they look in the din, they realize that Shmedel Bedel is Chayiv Misa. But they say nothing. But I leave Ochel Shot, have a good lunch. All day. It's not just a meal. You got to have a number of meals. You got to eat and drink a whole day. But harder, a minute before dark, because they've been eating all day. A minute before dark, after they partied a whole day, they said, okay, let's kill Shmedel Bedel. The Gamnil and Dinah cut, they kill straight away. I mean, just try to picture this whole Gemara here. It's like, pretty amazing stuff. And it looks like Mir Chalamoid is not just a meal. You got to party a whole day. Yeah, not only Suda Shleim, a whole Shleim, from morning till night. Mitzafra and going straight into a minute of Shkir, you take a break from your meal, from those long meals. You start a Mitzafra and you kill the guy and then you go back.
That'd be nice if you could eat all day. Hmm. No, you have to leave a little bit of drinking also.
Don't just try to picture this in your mind. Okay, weiter.
They wouldn't have time to wash their clothes. It wouldn't be a question much, would it?
Right, you want, I'm going to buy
it. Like eating, you're surely going to spill something.
So we haven't yet worked out, is Chedim rejected on Yom Tov or not? Omer Abaye, Zalabaye, Tosh, we're coming here. Umenude sheitil chamim. It says in the Mishnah. And somebody with Chedim, if the chacham will matter him, you're allowed to give him a hik and a chalamoid. Yeah, so it sounds like clear as me what that there is no minude, no din of nidu on Yom Tov. As soon as Yom Tov comes along, he can't, couldn't take a haircut at a Yom Tov, so we allow on Yom Tov. That's what he wants to learn. Oh, my Rabbi says, Rabbi.
Who gives him a haircut?
A baba.
He's in the
Chedim. Who's in the Chedim? No more. Comes Yom Tov. That's a raya. Mishihitir lechem. That means that the rabbi said that comes Yom Tov, they lifted the chedim. So therefore, he had no breda, but they can a chalmud. Omar Rava says, Rava, it's Abaye. It's amazing. Always Abaye is a sharp one. And here in the last few pages, Rava is a sharp one. Omar Rava says, Rava, Mik Toni Shitiru Chachamim. The Abaye learned the whole union of Nidri. Shitiru Loi Chachamim. It's an individual thing. I mean, his 30 days expired. Or he asked Mechila, whatever it was that they put him Mechila for. And therefore, the Mechila was undone. The Ozil of Isil of Baldine. They put him Mechila until he does something. He did it. But also came to Rabbani, then he went before Rabbani, and they shot him late. They were matin. If I can't from here, that either isn't he doing a chalamayid. It's just him that they were matin. So don't ask me. Okay, so it sounds like if I can't, there isn't he doing a chalamayid, according to Rava. And there isn't he doing a chalamayid, unless it was matin, that's when we matin. Metzayde, what about a metzayde? Mahu she yanik tzarati b'regel. The whole idea of tzarati is to be separate from everybody. And the whole idea of Yom Tov is simply Yom Tov be with your family. What's it then? Can you go back to the fold on Yom Tov or not? I'm gonna buy a Toshma coming here. But if you remember back Tzaraas, we learned before that if he call we Chatchila delayed the Tzaraas till after Yom Tov, so that he can spend Yom Tov's family here. He's already Mitzvah. What happens comes in Yom Tov. I'm gonna buy a Toshma coming here. It says V'hanozi. This is not Mishnah. V'hanozi V'hamitzvah Metumasa L'Tarasa. When he finished his Mitzvah, now he's bringing a carbon and the 7 days and all that. He goes out from Tumah L'Tara. And at that time he couldn't do it before Yom Tov. So Chalamah, you allow him. Is Mashma Habim made Tumasa. But during the time of his tumah, noig that he does have tzaras. It's only when he tzaras is over that we say, okay, now go take a hikah and join us. Right? So right, until then, he's mamash tzaras. Says mano raya. Maybe loy meboyer kama. So again, the rabbi is asking back to him, how do you know? Maybe the brayis is telling you loy meboyer kama. Loim the boy be made to masa. No, there's a bigger chiddush be made to masa. Be made to masa. You don't have to say. Sorry, there's a bigger chiddush be made to haras be made to masa. But masa for sure there's no yom tov. He goes back to normal. The loy noig. Avol taharosai if his tahara expires 7 days, and right after that he has to bring his kabbonis. Nigzer we are worried. Shema yishe kabbonis. There we are worried that maybe he will delay his kabbonis. The din is as soon as you take a haircut, you got to bring a carbon. If we're going to allow him to take a haircut in a chalamoid, maybe he won't bring the carbon straight away, and he'll wait till the last day Yom Tov. And the last day on Yom Tov, you're not bringing your personal kabbonis, only a chalamoid. And then we're going to force him to bring carbon later, so we can delay the whole thing. So maybe we would have thought, they made too much. Of course, there's no Yom Tov. And he goes chalamoid, takes a haircut because he joins back the fold. But may taharosei, the moment he takes a haircut, that's a trigger to bring his carbon. And once you put him in a situation, maybe he gets so busy, he gets distracted, bring his carbon. One will go bring carbon the last day, and then he won't do it, and be our fault. So maybe may taharosei, and the chiddush is that even may taharosei, we allow him to take a haircut in chalamoid. We're not scared that he's going to delay the carbon. But may taharosei, surely, there's no raya either way. Kamashalan, no raya. So again, it's a machlekes. Omar of Zerov, a Toshma, coming out, trying to bring a raya. It says in the Pasig, Vihatsarua, that has a negative. Has a negas, he should rip his clothes, and his hair shall let grow. And so on. Vatsarua, the rabbi, when we Vihatsarua, comes to include a Koyan Godl. The Koyan Godl as well. Well, a Koyan Godl is like the whole Hashanah, is Kerege Lukuli Almadami. A Koyan Godl's whole life is like Yom Tov for everybody else. The same thing that applied to a Koyan. On Yom Tov, apply to a Kohen Gadol a whole year. He can be makiv the carbon, let's say, a Kohen Gadol on Oinen. He can be makiv the carbon, but he cannot use from it. A Kohen on Yom Tov is the same thing. He makiv the carbon, he cannot use from it. So the Kohen Gadol a whole year is like Yom Tov by a Kohen Hedjit. The Tanan, Kohen Gadol makiv Oinen, but vein oichel. That's the din by a Kohen Hedjit on Yom Tov, but not the rest of the year. The rest of the year, Kohen Hedjit on Oinen is not allowed to serve. And yet we see that what that a Kohen Gadol, that's just like Yom Tov, it says V'hatzrua, that what, Shmami, no, from here we see that what, Noyeg Tzarate Beregel. So we see that what that it's, V'hatzrua is including Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Gadol like Yom Tov. And we're saying that a Kohen Gadol has a Dinam Metzeda. So we say, what, that by Yom Tov there is a Dinam Metzeda, Shmami, no. A Kohen Gadol, interesting, his whole life is like one big Yom Tov. And therefore, just like over there, there's a Dinam Tzaras, so to over here, there's a Dinam Tzaras. There's a Dinam Tzaras. Says we're invited. Oval also betaspeidis and oval's not take a haircut. How do we know oval's not take a haircut during shiva or during shleish, whatever it is? But the kamul rachman al be'arin. The tater has been arin. Rosheichem al tifru. Do not grow your hair. Miklal de kuliyamos. Everyone else is also. From here's the ride that avails is my tater. Because the Eibush told Adam, you don't let your hair grow, which means every other oval, so in the Pasuk Tehillah. So from here learn out, in Shemini, that's how we learn out from here, the whole concept, some say, you know, showing himself from here tonight, that Avel is my Tehillah, which we'll look at the top of the page. Menudin Mitzayin, my hand betas Peter. What about somebody putting a chedim or somebody Mitzayin? Are they allowed to take a haircut or not? Toshma Menudin Mitzayin.
During the nidu.
Now we're doing the nidu itself. We just learned Avelis and I'll take a haircut from Aaron. What about somebody's Menudin? Somebody's Mitzayin.
Not in Cholamoy.
Yeah, during the period. During the period. Are they allowed to take a haircut or not? He says, "Asudin lesaper lechabes." They are not allowed. It says in Braise, "Menudim zayim asudin they're not taking any haircuts or lechabes until launder the clothes." Menudim shemesh if somebody dies while he's on the nidu, he bezdin soikel in the tzaroinoi. They stone his oren because he didn't ever want to be to mafayis that other person or the rov or whatever it was that caused him to go into nidu. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a loyshe yamidu all of gala vonim ki gala shaloch. That had to pile a whole bunch of stones like by Ochan when he was moiled there and what they plundered. But Ella bezdin sholchin manichin even gedela ala reina. They put one big stone on the other. The lamba teachers who call him is nade. Anyone put in chedim and didn't make an effort to get out of it. The maze beniduiv and he died in his chedim bezdin soikul in his reina. A bezdin they put stones on his other. In other words, he just doesn't automatically go off. He still needs a kapara. But what is even here? It says clearly that a menuda and a mitzayda are not allowed to take a haircut, nor can they wash their clothes.
They put stones or they put a big rock?
First day is they throw a whole bunch of stones. The second day is no, you didn't. They just put one big rock. Symbolic of being put a chedim. Tomorrow.